Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Real estate, I find that always fun to talk about, and I don't know how fun it is to be in the market right now. So I kind of want to find out about it and talk more. I mean, you can't talk real estate enough as far as I'm concerned. David Galito, president of the Connecticut Realtors Association, joining us here in Brian & Company. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Pleasure to be with you and your audience.
So, I mean, it's not a boom. It's not a bust. It's kind of like gridlock. How would you characterize the market in Connecticut right now?
The market in Connecticut right now is going through a pause in preparation for the upcoming spring market. Certainly we had a very robust market over the past 2.5 to 3 years as we worked through the pandemic. With the increase in interest rates toward the end of last year and the lack of inventory, many buyers out there, as well as sellers, have paused for the time being. I believe that what they're doing is they're resetting their expectations for what they can purchase with regard to buyers and what the sellers can sell their home for comfortably. And
what's going to change that dynamic? I mean, to me, I don't see anything that's going to change that. You think you're going to get a flood of homes in the market this spring?
There won't be a flood of homes that will correct our very low inventory at this point in time. And let me just put it in perspective, Brian. Right now, we have single family and condos that are actively marketed through our MLS, only 3,200 in the entire state of Connecticut, and roughly about 400 multifamily units. Now, pre-pandemic, we were in the range of 20 to 22,000. And to your point, there isn't going to be a flood of listings that will be coming on that will get us back to that number. But the inventory will increase as we work towards spring and early summer.
Now, we're talking with David Galito from the Connecticut Realtors Association. To go from basically 22,000 to 3,000 is stunning. So
it is stunning.
And so I don't know. So this is a multi-year. It's got a, maybe we never get back to 20. I don't even know. Like, I don't know what's going to sort of break the log jam, I guess. Even if you go up to 5,000, it's still a historically incredibly tight market. So what will change the dynamic? I mean, right now people don't want to sell their houses, I said, because where are they going to go? The prices are up from 5 years ago, and interest rates are way up from 5 years ago. And then, and first-time homebuyers are, honestly, they're hosed right now unless they have a ton of cash. I mean, what's going to break the logjam?
Yeah, you bring them all very valid and good points. And the last point that you brought up regarding first-time home buyers, extremely difficult for them with the limited buying options and the increase in interest rates. A lot of first-time home buyers that have been in the market over this period of time and still have yet to find their home, even as far back as July of last year, July, August, September, where interest rates were still relatively low, people had their first-time home buyers had their expectations of what they can purchase for that would be comfortable to them. As interest rates rose, they realized that their buying power was lowered, and they have to reset their expectations. So, we normally are in roughly 5.5 months of inventory in a normal market. We're down to a month and a half of supply. Right. And you know, certainly there isn't a, you know, a magic coin that's going to make this all turn around. But it's still, for those sellers out there, it's still a very good time to sell your home in the state of Connecticut. You know, we are still seeing multiple offers on properties. We're seeing offers still over the asking price, but that slowed a little bit from the frenzy that we had a year or so ago, where we were seeing properties go for $25,000, $30,000, $40,000 over the asking price. So our indicators that come out of what we see here in the state and throughout the country through our national association, right, indicators seem to be pointing in the right direction with regard to interest rates. The indicators show that by mid-year to the end of the year, those interest rates will lower and will drop back into the fives. And when you think about it, Brian, you know, historically, they're still very low interest rates. And for anyone that purchased 20 years ago, you were seeing interest rates much, much higher than that. Right.
David, can I interject because we're tight on time?
Sure.
I had one angle that we have not talked about a lot on this area, right, that I really wanted to ask you about was the agents and the agencies themselves. Are people quitting is my first question, because only so many people can sustain with so few listings. That's A.
Right.
And B, are they changing the sort of template for like the percentage of commissions and stuff like that? Like how is your side of the business reacting to this market?
Well, I would imagine, to be honest with you, Brian, I don't have any current numbers, but I would imagine with 3,200 listings and roughly 20,000 realtors across the state of Connecticut, that we may have people that will, and it may actually be those people that jumped in 3 years ago when it was crazy, that may be dropping out at this point in time. With regard to commissions and that type of thing, that's something that is between the seller and the agent as to how they want to handle that. There isn't any norm across the board that I'm seeing at this point in time.
Interesting. We're talking with David Galito, president of the Connecticut Realtors Association. When's the best time, in your opinion? You know, they say that the selling season sort of starts, I guess, in March and April. But what is the ideal time to put something on the market?
Well, in this market, Brian, any time is a good time because there is a plethora of buyers out there. I mean, with indicators from fellow agents and mortgage officers that I deal with on a regular basis, plenty of buyers out there that have already been pre-qualified to purchase homes. We're seeing the same thing. So just prior to this segment, we heard the forecast, right? And with a mild market, weather like this, you know, indicators show that the spring market will start much sooner than April. So I would be preparing now. Get your house in order. Contact the realtor. They're the professional. They'll walk you through the process and get that property on the market, because it's still a great time to sell your home in the state of Connecticut.
All right, David, we appreciate the time. Hopefully we'll check back in. I want to, you know, I'm interested in some macro questions about the impact on the overall state economy in a market like this, but we don't have time for it right now. So have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Love to be back with you, Brian. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Anytime. David Galito, president of the Connecticut Realtors Association.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.